Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. Therefore. One word, and in Greek it's a very short word, but in English it's much longer. But nevertheless, this one word carries with it a tremendous weight. What's happening here? Peter has been speaking of the great salvation we have in Christ, but more particularly here, the great salvation which is to be expected, and the believer does expect, and is confident of, the salvation that will be revealed at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what does Peter say? Therefore, the prophets have looked into it, they've preached it, they've looked into it, the angels have looked into it. It's such a glorious hope. Therefore, consequently. Now look at what Peter says. Notice, first of all, of course, that these apostles write not just vague, warm, sentimental, emotional kind of feeling stuff. No, no. Solid ground, solid argument. Therefore, because, as a result, as a consequence, therefore, as a consequence of this, therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully. Do you notice all the imperatives? There are some believers who think there are no imperatives in the gospel. Oh, there are plenty of imperatives. God commands sinners to repent and believe. And he has plenty of commandments, plenty of imperatives for believers. Here's a handful. Prepare your minds. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace. Do not conform. Be this, be that. The Bible is full of commandments to believers. Oh, I thought you said we're not under law. We're under the law of Christ, my friend, and the law of Christ is full of commandments and imperatives. And look at their mind words. Do you notice that? Think, first of all, says Peter. This great salvation, Christ, the prophets, the angels looking into it, the appearing of Christ, the second coming, the resurrection. Think, think, think. Prepare. Be positive. Take steps. Don't just drift through the Christian life. Get your car out of neutral. Get your car into gear. You just don't drift along. Prepare your minds for action. There's things to be done. Prepare yourself. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is there. Don't just drift along. Set your mind upon it. Think upon Christ's return. And prepare for action. And be self-controlled. Be disciplined. I speak to myself. It's so easy to find excuses. Oh, pray. Oh, do this. I'm so tired. Yes. But we need to understand this. We must understand this. It's our responsibility, brother and sister, to set our minds, to be self-controlled, to set our hope, to be thinking fully, not just partially, on the spiritual, glorious hope to come. It's Christ's return. It's the grace at Christ's return. And it's given for us, the grace to be given to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. We've had grace given to us now in salvation. But think that day when Christ comes, we're raised from the dead. He's going to be revealed. The heavens are going to split and he will appear. We shall receive this grace, this blessed hope. Titus 2:13, the appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is our hope. I'm speaking now and it's dark midwinter. Ah, my friend, but a glorious sunshine day is coming when the Son of Man shall shine in all his glory. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. That blessed hope. Yes, it's the day of small things and apathy and indifference, especially here in the UK. But may God bless us that we may yet set our minds on the coming again of Christ and prepare for action and look forward to that day and do all we can to point others to obey that command, to point others to Christ, that they too shall repent and believe. May God bless this to us. Therefore, and all these imperatives, may they come home to us even now.